Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Adherium Limited Quarterly Update, Third Quarter, First Year 2018 Investor Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you do wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Friday, the 4th of May, 2018. I'd now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Mr. Erik Anderson. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Hello. This is Erik Anderson, and I welcome you to Adherium's Third Quarter Investor Conference Call for the fiscal year 2018. During our call today, we will be discussing our progress against our goals, as well as walking you through our third quarter results. At the beginning of the fiscal year, we established key metrics for you to measure our progress. Now, three quarters of the way through our fiscal year, we're demonstrating our ability to deliver on those metrics while growing the business. Our OEM sensor shipments continue to progress according to the plans that we previously communicated to you. We're actively engaged in innovation and engineering for other AstraZeneca inhalers, and we expect the business to continue to grow both in terms of the quantity of sensors and in terms of AstraZeneca's medication for which we provide sensors. We're on track with our June 2018 direct-to-consumer launch in the U.S. It's now less than 8 weeks away. The announcement of Adherium's program with Vitalis Health is an important first step in demonstrating the interest in our adherence platform by U.S.-based payers and providers. We look forward to providing updates in the future about the Adherium Vitalis program, as well as progress updates regarding discussions with other payers and providers. We are reaffirming our FY 2018 guidance of revenue of $5.7 million-$7 million, reaffirming our ending cash balance greater than $10 million, our delivery of a minimum of 25,000 devices to AstraZeneca by the end of June, and the launch of our direct-to-consumer channel in the U.S. by the end of June. We're pleased that three quarters of the way through our fiscal year, we can report to you that we're continuing to achieve on all our major milestones for FY 2018. The company is continuing to grow our business through the OEM channel, and we're now poised to launch our direct-to-consumer offerings in the U.S., and we've reached agreement to a key program with a leading regional healthcare provider. We're only three quarters of the way into the year. Now, let me take you through the three-quarter results in more detail. On slide three, not only is Adherium executing well against our business plan, but also the momentum of the business is continuing to build. A few of our accomplishments in the third quarter include third quarter revenue of $660,000, taking our nine-month revenue year to date to over $3.3 million. We ended the quarter with a net use of cash reduced to $762,000, resulting in a cash balance of $14.2 million at the end of Q3. Through three quarters, we've delivered over 19,000 sensors compared to 18,000 sensors for all of last fiscal year, and that's up from 14,700 sensors at the end of Q2. We received U.S. FDA over-the-counter clearance for our SmartTouch for Symbicort. This is a significant accomplishment, and it's key to our direct-to-consumer launch plans, and it provides maximum flexibility to AstraZeneca as they plan for their U.S. distribution of our sensors later this calendar year. We added Tim Hoochin as our Vice President of Sales, and Tim is focused on our U.S. payer and provider initiatives. We announced a key program with Vitalis Health, where we will work together with Vitalis to improve patients' adherence to their physician's guidance. Working with payers and providers is a crucial part of our strategy to improve adherence with U.S.-based patients, and the program with Vitalis Health is an important first step. Slide five presents our quarter-on-quarter cash flow, comparing this quarter to March 31st to the December quarter. As you can see, receipts from customers increased significantly this quarter to $2 million. In our interim report to December 31st, we told you about our commercialization of innovative product design and engineering services with our major customer and partner, AstraZeneca, which amounted to $1.623 million. We received payment for these on normal commercial terms in the March quarter. It's anticipated that this will be an ongoing annual revenue stream for Adherium, although the timing of receipt is expected to be lumpy across the year. Aside from this, receipts from customers was relatively consistent quarter on quarter, and it included commercial and clinical customer receipts. Staff costs in the March quarter were $1.6 million, compared with $2.2 million in the December quarter. The March quarter represented a more normalized cost than the December quarter, as the December quarter included incentive and reorganization payments related to the first 6 months of fiscal 18. Other net operating cash payments of $1.4 million in the March quarter included an offsetting receipt of $319,000 for R&D grant income, which accounts for most of the decrease from the $1.9 million paid in the December quarter. The December quarter also included annual insurances, which were renewed at that time, as well as one-off recruitment costs associated with the new hires in the U.S. We ended the quarter with $14.2 million in cash, which represented a net use of $762,000 of cash. On slide 7, we are providing predictable results to our shareholders, and I'd like to take a moment to discuss some of the highlights from the quarter. We've shipped over 17,500 devices to AstraZeneca in the 9 months ending March 31st, and 19,100 devices have been shipped year to date overall. We remain on target to ship more than 25,000 devices before the end of the fiscal year. Our revenue year to date is $3.3 million. And as I'd mentioned before, we remain on plan to achieve our guidance for the full year for fiscal 18. We received our over-the-counter clearance for SmartTouch for Symbicort this quarter, which paves the way for our direct-to-consumer launch at the end of June and provides additional flexibility for AstraZeneca's launch of SmartTouch for Symbicort in the U.S. later this calendar year. We added Tim Hoochin as our VP of Sales. Tim's responsible for our business-to-business sales to payers and providers, and our expenses have been managed appropriately. We are on target to meet our guidance of having more than $10 million of cash at the end of the fiscal year. Beginning on slide 8, I will provide an update on each of our major market channels. Overall, we are on track with the execution in all of our major market channels. First, let's look at the OEM channel. The innovation and engineering work with AstraZeneca is continuing to make great progress. We look forward to talking more about the expanded products, which will have Adherium sensors later this year. Our commercial shipments to AstraZeneca have remained steady at 2,000 sensors per month, and we're continuing to work with AstraZeneca on their U.S. adherence launch plans. Our 510K over-the-counter clearance is helpful because it provides significant flexibility in how to get the sensors into the hands of patients who need it. Our focus on expanding with OEM partners into key new large markets, such as U.S. and Asia, continues, while we aren't taking our eye off of the growth in Europe. And Adherium is continuing to opportunistically evaluate possible new OEM distribution agreements. On slide 9, following the successful direct-to-consumer business models of Cochlear, AliveCor, and Mylan's EpiPen, we are using targeted online marketing to access parents of asthmatic children and loved ones of elderly COPD patients who will direct pay for a subscription to Adherium's adherence services. For less than the cost of a Netflix subscription each month, your loved one will receive a sensor that matches their inhaler, be able to download our app, and the ability for their doctor to access the patient's adherence data through our cloud-based services. We are on track to launch Adherium's direct-to-consumer offering in the U.S. before the end of June this year, and we expect to add 1,000 new subscribers through the first 3 months after launch. Slide 10. This slide focuses on our direct-to-payer, direct-to-provider market channel. The channel is projected to become Adherium's largest in time. The $34 billion of avoidable healthcare costs in the U.S. are covered by this group, so they have the biggest economic gain from the adherence improvement. I'm very pleased about our announcement earlier this week regarding the program we are initiating together with Vitalis Health. Vitalis is a leader in providing health and wellness solutions, focusing on pulmonary disease management in the southwest region of the U.S. Together, we will target patients with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease to incorporate Adherium's platform adherence technology to achieve impactful results throughout the patient care spectrum while reducing healthcare costs. Our VP of sales is continuing to meet with payers and providers. While we've announced our first program, stay tuned for additional announcements throughout the calendar year. On slide 11, I'm encouraged to say that three quarters of the way through our fiscal year, we are delivering on the four key metrics to grow our business. First, our OEM sensor shipments continue to progress according to the plans we previously communicated. We are actively engaged in innovation and engineering with AstraZeneca for other AstraZeneca inhalers. We expect the business to continue to grow both in terms of the quantity of sensors we ship and the AstraZeneca medications for which we provide sensors. Second, we are on track for our June 2018 direct-to-consumer launch in the U.S. As I mentioned before, it's now less than 8 weeks away. And with the announcement of Adherium's program with Vitalis Health, it's an important first step in demonstrating the interest in our adherence platform, and we look forward to providing updates in the future. I'm happy to reaffirm our FY18 guidance, revenue between $5.7 and $7 million, an ending FY18 cash balance greater than $10 million, delivering a minimum of 25,000 devices to AstraZeneca by the end of June, and the launch of our direct-to-consumer channel in the U.S. also by the end of June. We are pleased that three quarters of the way through our fiscal year, we can report to you that we're continuing to achieve on all our major milestones for this fiscal year. The company is continuing to grow our business through the OEM channel, and we're now poised to launch our direct-to-consumer offering in the U.S., and we've reached agreement to a key program with a leading regional healthcare provider in Vitalis Health, and we're only three quarters of the way into the year. We have better than $14 million of net cash, reduced by less than $1 million from our Q2 reported cash. These cash reserves fund our OEM business plan, as well as the support for our technology, driving growth of Adherium for our shareholders. There continue to be signs in the U.S. market that it is ready for Adherium. We see new deals being announced every week, such as the CVS deal acquiring Aetna, or the partnership announced earlier this week between Fitbit and Google about health data and cloud services. The intersection of medical devices, digital health, and data in a way to produce improved outcomes and a lower healthcare cost is happening in the U.S. right now. Ethereum is on the verge of launching our direct-to-consumer channel, and we've now agreed with our first healthcare provider to initiate a program. We're extremely well positioned to take advantage of the U.S. market opportunity. Our board is confident we can drive successful and profitable growth in these new market channels based on the experience of our management team and the interest from our potential partners. We are continuing to actively consider ways to accelerate our market entry in the U.S. and to drive additional growth. We're evaluating our strategy and to how best execute in these new market channels. This requires us to consider our future funding requirements. The business case is solid, and the payback dynamics are very accretive to our shareholders. We will keep you in touch on this key topic. Thank you again to our loyal shareholders. We appreciate your ongoing support and your confidence in our plans. Thanks, and I look forward to having more opportunities to speak with you in the near future. And now, move to questions. Operator, would you please open the line?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a telephone question, it is star 1. Thank you. And our first question is from David Blake from BioShares. Please ask your question.
Good morning, Eric. I just wanted to get an update on what was happening with the New Zealand pilot program. Thanks.
Sure. Thanks, David. Yeah, absolutely. As we've talked about in the past, we're very excited to initiate the direct-to-consumer pilot program in New Zealand. It's been an outstanding testbed for us as we've gone directly to consumers there, built up a subscriber base, seen things that have worked well for us. We've also seen some things that didn't work. We've made some adjustments, and it's really positioned us well for preparing for the U.S. direct-to-consumer launch. So ultimately, happy with the way New Zealand has worked for us as a pilot. As we move past the June launch in the U.S., we're continuing to go forward in New Zealand as well. But you won't hear us talk about it as a pilot anymore, as in both the U.S. and the New Zealand markets, we just move into normal course of business.
Okay, thanks.
And our next telephone question is from John Hester from Bell Potter. Please ask your question, John.
Hi, Eric. Just wanted to chat a little bit about the relationship with your new partner, Vitalis Health. So as I understand, they're not a HMO organization. They're a physician consulting group, it appears. Can you talk to me a little bit more about their patient group and how many patients they serve, and more importantly, how they're going to source the smart inhalers and physically get them into the hands of their patients?
Sure, John. Thanks for the question. Yeah, really excited about what we're doing with Vitalis Health. You know, as you go and you look at what they do, you know, they work very closely with key patient populations. In the case of what we're looking at, you know, they work with patients that are having pulmonary difficulties, specifically with COPD patients. And what we're targeting with them is for patients that are having difficulty controlling their COPD, to get our adherence solution into their hands, providing Vitalis and providing those patients an additional way to be able to go manage the disease. Their business overall goes beyond that, but very specifically what we're looking at with them is their practice in the southwest part of the U.S. focused on COPD patients. At the moment, what we're looking at is a controlled rollout with them, and so it's a relatively small number of patients as we all work together to make sure that the rollout goes smoothly. But for us, we'll be working with Vitalis. They'll be getting the technology into the hands of patients.
Okay, so it's just a simple Doric model, and they'll be. Is there is would you envisage getting any data from this group that you may be able to sort of work with and publish at all?
Yeah, John, it's not a direct model, perhaps in the way you mean it. It's really a partnership where we work with them through them. They've got the direct contact with the patients, but ultimately the patients are using an Adherium app, the cloud-based services that Adherium provides are hosting all of the data. It's different than a device transfer type of model.
Okay. In relation to the direct-to-consumer launch in the U.S. now, are you able to perhaps allude to any sort of volume that you might be looking for in the first 6 months in terms of either units shipped or or patient numbers?
Yeah, the guidance that we've provided has been we expect to add 1,000 new subscribers over the first 3 months. As we get into our next conference call and beyond, I think we'll be in a position to go and provide further guidance on the D2C business.
Okay. And finally, with relation to AstraZeneca in the US, is there any sort of further announcement or indication from them on their potential timing for a product launch, if at all?
Yeah, as we've mentioned before, we're working with AstraZeneca on putting those plans in place. We expect to be moving forward together with them in calendar 2018. Beyond that, specific timing and specific channels that will roll out will ultimately be announced through AstraZeneca.
Okay, fair enough then. Okay, Eric, thanks very much.
Yep, thank you, John.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a telephone question, it is star one. But our next question is from Charlie Wang from 1323 Investments. Please ask.
Hi, Eric. Charlie Wang here from 123 Investments. I think well done to achieve the milestone you set up, and congratulations for you to attain the U.S. FDA approval. Yeah, that's first thing. I think we're happy with the progress at the moment, and I think agree with you, strengthen of the sales team is very important. I think we hope you can continue that track. You've got more salespeople, you sell more stuff. That's the, I think, the basis. And yeah, and I think nothing much to say. Just wish you well on the U.S. launch and hope, I mean, you can achieve, probably do better than the 1,000 target you set up. that's what we hope.
Yeah,
okay.
Great.
Yeah,
thanks so much, Charlie. Appreciate you calling in.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a telephone question, it is star one. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is star one. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is star one to ask a telephone question. I'd now like to hand the call back to today's presenters for continued remarks. Please continue.
I'd like to thank everyone who called in today or listened to our third quarter conference call. The fundamentals of the business are in place. The company is meeting the milestones that we established, and we're creating predictable results for our customers and for our investors. Based on our discussions with payers and providers, the U.S. market appears ready to embrace Adherium's adherence solution, and that's supported by the exciting program we announced with Vitalis Health earlier this week. Adherium is ready for the U.S. market with the upcoming launch of our direct-to-consumer subscription business, as well as with the work we're doing with payers and providers. We look forward to a strong finish to our FY18 by achieving our guidance and positioning the company for continued strong growth in FY19. Have a great day, and thank you for your continued interest and support of Adherium.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude the call for today. Thank you for all participating. You may all disconnect. Goodbye.